I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome to TexasLending.com. I'm Jeff Collins, sitting in the chair for the vacationing Kevin Miller, along with my beautiful bride, Tress Collins, and inappropriate Uncle Bubba's on the other end of the microphone with us.
With my bagel.
With the bagel.
Yeah, and you, I mean, thanks for bringing the bagels, by the way.
They're just super yummy.
Yeah. What is it, bacon and egg and cheese up in that thing on an Asiago? Well, that's like mouth-watering right there. That's good stuff.
Very tasty.
Okay, house cleaning. You want to be a part of the show? Love to hear from you. 972-387-4600. Again, that's our text line, 972-387-4600. Anything mortgage-related or anything unmortgage-related. We can talk about all kinds of stuff. I mean, I'm a licensed counselor, so I can talk about, you know, marriages. I can talk about, you know, whatever you want to talk about. How to raise kids, because we've done a phenomenal job doing that.
How about the inability of the Cowboys to sign Dak Prescott to a long-term contract?
See, I don't know anything about that. So
they didn't sign him?
No, he's a franchise tag.
They what?
Franchise tag.
Which means what?
Which means that he's signed for a year, but that he can be a free agent after this year. They didn't sign him to a long-term deal yet.
Wasn't he asking for an astronomical amount of money, though?
Well, he probably deserves it.
Does he?
Does he?
They could have signed it. They could have signed him last year for like 33, and now I think he's trying to get 40 for 5 years or something like that.
Okay. Well, you know, if he's worth it, then pay him.
That's the debate.
Have you seen the baseball games? Have you been watching any baseball?
Yeah.
And the fake people in the stands.
And the cutout stand.
Cutout, they're hilarious.
I'm like, I swear I know that third person from the left.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, I've seen her somewhere.
One yesterday where it had the dead guy from Weekend at Bernie's.
Yeah. Somebody, yeah, I saw that.
That just cracks me up.
That was pretty funny.
I'm not a huge baseball fan. I love going to the game. But as far as watching it on TV, that's not what I'm a fan of. But I watch now just because I want to see the cardboard cutouts. It is the craziest thing now, so why I watch sports. It's just like more about what's going on in the background than anything else at all.
They do that in the NBA games, too, cardboard cutouts.
Yeah. And what do they come up with? Different. I guess they – I haven't watched any sports, really. I mean, you know, except for golf. That's about it.
But golf's not really a sport, is it?
Yes.
Is it? Okay. I mean,
ask Kevin Miller.
Well, I know some people would argue.
Or ask Nate Miller, his son.
To me, it's more of a nap time type thing. You want to be able to a good nap.
You know what? I do turn it on the Golf Channel if I want to go to sleep at night.
There you go.
Because that talking puts me to sleep. So he's got a putt on number three. Look at him. It's for birdie.
And next thing you know, Gary is out. 972-387-4600 is the number here. We want to talk about all things mortgages today. And, of course, the things are going on in the mortgage world. Listen, we know that there's all kinds of other things that are going on. And this is just this little small piece of your life. But how'd you like to be able to save thousands of dollars over the life of your loan? And I'm talking about thousands of dollars over the life of your loan. With today's rates and with what's going on in the market, now's the time to be able to refinance your property if you haven't done so yet. 972-387-4600 is the number to be able to text and also call in to talk to one of our licensed loan officers. A lot of folks are calling in doing what's known as a Texas A6, a Texas cash out, being able to get some of the equity money out of your home to do some repairs or just simply have some cash on hand. Gary, you're dealing a lot with that right now. What's going on?
Well, I mean, we're one of the few companies out there that still is doing Texas A6 cash outs. A lot of companies are not. A lot of companies like the big banks are not doing your home equity lines of credit. Mm-hmm. And they're not doing your fixed second lien home equities. So that means we're the avenue to come to get that done. And, you know, in your job, you're seeing, you know, countless in setting up the loans and stuff for processing. You got to be seeing a ton of people taking cash out for various reasons.
Right.
You know, a lot of people, I've got to talk to people, they're wanting money to put into the stock market because they feel like the stock market's going to rebound heavily. Mm-hmm. You know, and so kids going to college, even though I don't know if they're going to college or not.
Oh, sure. Colleges are still operating. Yeah. Our future daughter-in-law, she started her master's program back in June. It's online classes. So,
right.
Yeah.
Your future daughter-in-law?
Yes.
Well, we hope she's a future daughter. We actually like this one.
This is news to me.
We like this one. Out of
all
the girls.
He hasn't proposed to her officially yet.
All the girls that he's brought home, this one actually makes sense.
Yeah.
All the other ones so far has just been like, man,
all the girls I love before.
Yeah, I don't know that you could call it love either. I really don't. But these two really
anymore?
Seem, I think that they really get along pretty well. And they compliment
cool.
each other. And I think that's a really nice thing to be able to have. So.
She's a lot of fun, very commonsensical, which I really like about her. So he just hasn't officially proposed to her yet because he hasn't been able to afford to get the ring. So.
Right.
But it's in the works. They've been together for, 2.5 years now, so.
Well.
I think it's as long as running relationship.
Rings and Things is still open at the mall. I mean.
Yeah, you could go to the little gumball machine and put a quarter
in. Cracker Jack.
Amazing.
You don't get things in Cracker Jacks anymore.
Oh, you don't?
Well, you get, like, little piece of paper that has like a joke on it or something. They don't like really give prizes anymore.
Or a code.
Kids
a code.
Are swallowing them.
Yep.
Or
play.
Something.
Yeah,
you know,
so
probably.
Stupid.
You know, it'll put your eye out.
that
was always
that
my
happens.
Favorite. That was my mom's favorite one. You'll put your eye out with that BB gun. I go, what happens? The BB's going to hit something and rebound and hit me in the eye.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we've actually had a BB gun. Break one of our windows. So I set up a BB gun alley on the side of our yard with the kids.
Yeah.
And we bought some pellet guns and BB guns and did everything. Set up targets, paper targets, cans, all. And the kids had a blast.
Until one ricocheted.
And we think the ricochet was on purpose.
Splintered the window.
Yeah. And yeah. So we're like, yeah, okay, we have to shut down the alley. So, but that was a sad day. Anyways, 972-387-4600 is our number. Love to be able to hear from you. Let's talk about all things mortgage.
Because here, maybe you need to do a cash out refinance to fix a splintered window.
I don't think that's necessarily the best use of a cash out refinance, but it could certainly be incorporated with all kinds
right?
of things. Being able to pay off debt, high interest credit card debts,
right.
you know, run what, 12, 18%, some of these credit cards as much as 20%, depending upon what your credit looks like. And being able to do a home equity line of credit or a cash out refinance at the rates of, what are you looking at, Gary, as far as your average rate? I know everything's different now, but.
Well, cash out rates are different, but they're closer to the rate and term rates now than they've ever been. I mean, they used to be between a half a point off from cash out and, you know, it's mostly about a quarter of a point off now. So I'm seeing a lot of cash outs in the high twos. And the low threes, depending on credit issues.
3%.
Yeah.
Wow. That is amazing. No, I mean, that really is. Because, I mean, what was it this time last year when doing a cash out refinance was?
High threes? Yeah. It was in the high threes.
Okay.
And then rate and term refinances were right around 3.5 or so, you know.
And now we're seeing rate and term refinances in the twos.
Yes.
That is really, I mean, think about it. You're saving a percentage point. If you were at 3.5 and you're able to get down to 2.5, that's a percentage point savings over the life of your loan. And also, maybe even shortening the term. We don't talk a whole lot about term refinances, just the term. Going from a 30 to a 20 or to a 15.
Here's the thing that I've seen the most of is when I'm talking to people now. They bought their house in the last 5 years, okay? And so they, you know, they were in a higher interest. Their interest rates were higher, you know, so they're refinancing. But they really don't want to go back to a 30-year. So we do a 25-year. I mean, it's the same rate as a 30-year, but it's amortized at 25. Mm-hmm. Still a great rate, you know, in the high twos, 2.75, maybe APR around 3, you know. So, you know, it's a great thing. I think I have to get around to doing that myself. I've just been so busy that I haven't took the time to even look at it, really.
It is amazing that we're sitting here talking about rates being in the twos.
I know, and I'm stuck at 4.25. Now, what am I doing? I'm going to call Texas Lending when I get off the show.
I know somebody who can do the loan for you. They're pretty good. So. Wow, rates in the twos. That's I mean, really just take a moment and wrap your head around that. I mean, yeah. That really is quite mind-boggling because when – we've never been here before.
Yeah. No, seeing a lot of purchase loans, too. You know, so let's purchase rates at that rate, too, is just unbelievable.
Yeah.
You can get so much more house at that interest rate. When you're in, like I said, Kevin says, when your taxes are more than the interest you're paying on your house, that's crazy.
It is crazy.
972-387-4600 is the number here to TexasLending.com and is also our text line as well. Feel free to give us a text at 972-387-4600. This way, Tress can earn her paycheck because that's what it is right now.
I'm sitting here.
What are you doing? What are you? You're doing nothing.
Well, we have some questions. I mean, you know, like I said.
Do we?
Yeah, don't we?
No, not yet.
Oh, okay.
See, that's why she's in charge of the text and not you.
Oh, no. Actually, look, I have a question.
Yeah, see, I
found one.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Slacker.
Slackstus.
Well, you guys have like 2 minutes to answer this question. Let's see if you can do that.
We only need 30 seconds.
You say that.
Yeah. Kevin's a long-winded one. He can just answer a question.
But yet you're still talking. Okay. When I'm trying to refinance, which credit bureau do you go by?
All three. We go by Experian, Equifax, and TransUnion.
Yep. They go for the mid score.
There you go. So you got to have three in order to find the mid, right? So you have a high, medium, or
high, low, and a medium. The medium one, the mid one, is the one that they're going to use.
Right, and it's not averaging the three together. Some folks think, okay, you're going to take all three of these scores, add them all together, and divide by three, and then boom, there's my score. No, that's not how this works.
Or some people think, oh, you just use Experian. Yeah, or do y'all just use Experian? No, we use all three. We take the mid score.
Right,
that's what we do.
See? Boom. Look at that.
Wow, good job.
Thank you.
Now we have other questions rolling in. Please get your text questions in now, 972-387-4600. But now we have to go to a break.
We'll be back with more right here on DFW Sports Station 105.3, The Fan. Welcome back to the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. I'm Jeff Collins, along with my beautiful bride, Tress Collins. She's on the text board, being able to read your text. Feel free to get them in, 972-387-4600. Again, 972-387-4600. That's the number to the text line. And the guy who's going to help answer all these questions is Gary Alexander.
Hey.
He's been here longer than God.
Inappropriate Uncle Bubba.
Man, how old are you?
Why?
No, seriously.
That's not a nice question.
How's that not nice?
He's just older than you.
Right.
Yeah, barely.
Yeah, like by 100 years or something, right?
No.
You've been around a long time.
I've been around a long time.
Yeah, you've been around a long time.
I was born and raised in Dallas, within 3 miles of this office. How about that?
Look at you.
St. Paul Hospital.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
Back in 1956.
That requires math. I'm not going to be able to do that right now. So if you got a mortgage question, love to be able to hear from you. Gary's here to be able to answer those questions. Now, Gary, you've been doing mortgages for how long?
20 years.
20 years. And you've seen it all.
Well, I can't say I've seen it all, you know, because like I said, I didn't see what it was like before.
Okay, before the 20 years. Well, I mean, back 20 years, you've seen a lot.
I got into the business when the first refinance boom, when rates hit 6%, and everybody was just ecstatic, and the business was crazy busy. And I learned by throwing stuff up against the wall and see if it would stick. Because I didn't know anything back then.
Uh-huh.
And so, you know, I did have a license. I took some classes. But they don't teach you, in a mortgage class, they don't teach you about the day-to-day mortgage world workings. You know, that every mortgage is like a snowflake. It's different. So you learn a lot over the years of, you know, how to be creative and you know, do different things to make different things happen, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Okay. All right. 6%. People were going crazy at 6%.
6%.
Wow.
And I was just, like I said, it was like my hair was on fire. I was like, you know, I was at the office from 7 to 7 every day.
Wow.
And it was just busy, busy, busy. And back then you could do all the way down to credit scores down to 500. So there was almost nothing you couldn't do. there was what they called subprime mortgages back then.
Yeah.
You know, and supposedly they ruined the world. I beg to differ. I have a lot of friends or customers that I dealt with back when they had 500 credit scores that by being able to get them cash out on their house and they were able to fix their credit and now they have stellar credit.
Yeah.
And they have big houses too now.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So.
Wow. 6%. Yeah. People going crazy.
So good
with
things
6%.
Can come out of subprime loans is what I'm saying.
6%.
And yes. Now we're in the twos. Or the mid threes.
Well, yeah, and then in 15 years we're like 5.5, you know.
15-year loans back 20 years ago were 5.5.
Yeah, 5.5.
Wow.
Yeah.
What are they now? A 15-year loan. Just throw something out there. Average.
2.5.
2.5. 2.5.
3 points difference, low, you know.
Wow.
And so, like I said, the other thing is since we do a lot of purchase, you know, people are going to buy houses no matter what the interest rates are.
Sure, you got to have a place to live, right?
You know, that's what keeps you in business too. When the interest rates, when people aren't refinancing, but if you know if rates go up, and then people buy houses, you know, then they're going to have to refinance them when the rates go back down. So, but rates have been down for a long time. I mean, really.
So what do you think is going to cause them to go back up? Because we know they're going to go up, right?
Do we?
Yeah. They're going to go up.
I don't know.
It's like disco. Disco's coming back.
Disco duck?
Is it?
Yeah, absolutely.
I remember
Trust me.
Disco
I'm waiting for the next.
Disco
I'm waiting.
Duck.
No, stop. That's not disco. That's a stupid song. No, disco. Disco as we know it. I mean, that's
coming
back.
The little ball and the lights?
Yes.
John Travolta?
Yes, but it's gonna be somebody else, of course, because John's getting old.
They have salsa dancing, which to me is a lot like disco dancing, I think. Maybe.
Really?
It's
you think?
A little spice to it, you know.
I don't think we watch the same salsa.
972-387-4600. Get your question in at 972-387-4600. Tress Collins is at the text board. What do you have, love?
All right. Somebody texted in saying, want to refinance to do some remodeling and pay off a little debt. I owe $75,000. My wife was furloughed but is working again, and we both took a hit in our credit. Both of us are in the low to mid 600s. Can we refinance?
Ooh. All depends. You know, like I said, you know, back in the day when we had subprime loans, it didn't really matter. But you would pay a cost. There was a cost to get it done, and there is a cost now with lower credit scores. They're called loan level pricing adjustments (LLPA), and that is for your lower credit scores. And Fannie Mae has those on cash outs. Now, if you know when you say you owe 75, I need to know what your house is worth because. If your house is worth $250,000, and you're borrowing $50,000, you should be fine. But if you're trying to get 80%, that's going to be a tall order.
Okay. All right. So their value of the property is up into the mid 200s or even 300,000.
Yeah.
And they're only wanting $50,000 out. Then that's doable.
It's doable.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Well, give us a call. Talk to one of our licensed loan officers at 972-387-4600. Again, 972-387-4600 is the number to text and also talk to a loan officer. I mean, it's what a simple number. Easy. Almost sounds like it should be in a jingle.
Jingle jangle.
What else do we have?
I was trying to think of a jingle, but my mind's a little tired. Okay, next question. My current mortgage company won't refinance me because I'm currently a 1099 employee. Is that something you guys will do?
Okay, so you must not be a you must not have been a 1099 employee for more than 2 years.
Oh.
You have to have 2 years of 1099 work, self-employment, to qualify for a Freddie Mac, Fannie Mae mortgage. In the past, we had what they called non-QM loans, where you could do bank statement loans and things like that. But it's not possible during the COVID. Those kind of went, they kind of disappeared. And we were doing a lot of them. But right now, they're just not available. So you have to have 2 years of self-employment, basically to prove what kind of income you make, basically.
Mm-hmm. You got to have a history of making money before you can borrow money. And if you're going 1099, well, then you have to have a history. Just like if you're going W-2, you have to have a history. You can't just all of a sudden get a job and go get a house.
Well, it depends. Now, that's not always true, because like if you're, like for kids coming out of college, they get their first teacher's degree or whatever, that you use their college as their employment. And then their first month's payment is their proof of their income on a job, let's say, as a teacher. So
how can you do that? How is that a thing? You're using their college as their employment when it's costing them to go to school?
Transcripts. I mean, because they got a degree and now they have a job with that degree. It has to go together. I mean, you can't get an electrician's degree and then become a teacher. You know, you've got to, it's got to be the same line, you know, that you're getting into work. Like if you were a doctor, same thing with like if you're a doctor.
Yeah.
Now you're a doctor and you're getting paid. You don't need a history of being paid as a doctor. You just need your first month's check.
Speaking of which, our daughter graduating today.
Chiropractic college.
With her doctorate in chiropractic, which is pretty exciting.
Of course, that is exciting.
We don't get to go to any type of, you know, hey, watch her walk across the stage thing because of COVID. But, you know, she still graduated as a doctor. We got a doctor in the family. What?
What?
Can you stop? We're going
Does
on a cruise.
Does she ever work on your back?
No, I don't trust her. No, I got a different doctor for that. Yeah, we're fine. But, you know, I mean, she's going to be good at what she does, I'm sure.
Will.
So I'm just waiting for the cruise.
The cruise?
Well, yeah, she's got to take
us on. She promised him a cruise.
Yeah. Because I put up with her for all these years.
Oh.
Yeah, and that she's lived with us for last year. But that's neither here or there.
Well,
we
got to
take
a cruise
break.
Is a cruise.
Family's family.
Yeah,
that's true.
Feel free to get your text in during this commercial break at 972-387-4600. Again, 972-387-4600. We'll be back with more right here on DFW Sports Station 105.3 The Fan.
Hey, welcome back to the TexasLending.com Mortgage Hour.
I was vaping.
You're interrupting while you're vaping. I'm Tress Collins here with my interrupting husband, Jeff Collins, and Mr. Gary Alexander,
hey,
also known as inappropriate Uncle Bubba.
He's actually my brother-in-law.
He is.
This is so weird. It's like a little mini family reunion.
Yeah, every Saturday.
Yeah,
which
is great because this is really the only family I like.
By the way, he's 10 years older than you, so if you remember how old you are, then you know how old he is.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Yeah.
I try not to. Hey, you guys familiar with Legos, right?
Yeah.
All right, Gary, you play with Legos when you're... No, Legos.
They didn't have Legos when I was a kid.
Yes, they did.
No, they didn't.
Really?
They had Lincoln Logs is what they had.
I don't think Legos came out until the 70s.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, Legos, you know, the building blocks,
Lincoln
right?
Logs is what we had.
I also had Lincoln Logs.
Yeah.
Okay, I'd like to talk about Legos.
Okay.
Let's talk about Lincoln Logs instead.
Stop it already. So Legos, the building blocks, you know what they've been able to
Robert
do now?
Not Robert E. Lee Logs.
You gotta really stop. They've made it to where you can build a grand piano out of Legos.
Wow.
Well, yeah, you can build just about anything.
But this works.
Yeah.
It's a working, like you can lift the lid up off of, because you build it, right? There's moving parts inside this grand piano, and the keys are connected to hammers, and the hammers hit the chords.
Hit the strings.
Or whatever it is, the string, the chord. And there's an app on your phone also that once you build it, you can download this app, and it gives you tutorials on how to play the piano.
Really?
Is that crazy or what?
That is crazy.
I think maybe that's or what.
crazy.
Or what?
You guys are so...
Getting back to Lincoln Logs. Let's get back to mortgages.
What time out? Did you build something out of Lincoln Logs?
Yeah, a log cabin.
That's what they were meant for.
And that was it.
That's all you could do.
That was one.
Well, no, you could make a fort.
Okay, a fort, which looks like a log cabin.
If you had enough Lincoln Logs. Of course, I was on the short end of the Lincoln Logs.
Well, they didn't.
My family was poor. We could only afford one
container
keg of Lincoln.
Yeah.
And they didn't put all that many in one container, so you really had to have two to really get a good cabin out of it.
Good marketing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
See, that's why Legos are better. Ha ha. Okay, texting at 972-387-4600. Love to be able to get your text questions in and read them and hopefully make sense out of the answer that we're going to give you. Tress Collins is on the text board, ready and able to be able to make the dream come true.
Okay, so we're jumping back into it. We actually have more information from somebody who sent in a text earlier. The person who owes $75,000 and they want to refinance, they texted another one saying the houses in their area are comping between $180,000 to $220,000.
Okay, now wait a second. If you're just not joining us, this what you just said makes no sense. So recap the entire thing.
I will read both text messages. Yeah. So the first one was, want to refinance to do some remodeling and pay off a little debt. I owe $75,000. My wife was furloughed but is working again, and we both took a hit in our credit. Both of us are in the low to mid 600s. Can we refinance? And then their additional information text is, houses in the area are comping at between 180 and 220.
I'm going to say that you can probably get that done at about 60% loan to value. And that's just from my knowledge of if you have a credit score over 620, okay? After 60% loan to value, there's not any loan level pricing adjustments. You may be able to get 65 to 70, just depending on assets. If you have some assets, they're not going to let you go over 43% unless you have some assets on your debt ratio. But, you know, if you're paying off debt, I would just say call the office and get someone to work on this for you. 972-387-4600. We got some dudes back there working, I know. And dudettes.
There you go. Now, as Tress gets ready for the next question, Gary, let's talk a little bit about furlough. He said in his text that his wife had been furloughed, but now she's back to work.
That's fine.
Is that showing issues with people?
No, not at all. Not at all. No issue with that. I mean, as long as it's the same line of work, same job, you know.
Okay.
Back working with the same company. She said she got furloughed.
Yeah.
A lot of people have had that happen.
Okay. All right. So as long as they're back to making the paycheck and everything's fine. Right.
The only thing we've had a lot of problems with is the people that they were talked into going ahead and taking 3 months off on their mortgage. And now they want to refinance, and they can find out that they can't refinance for a year after a forbearance.
They don't tell you that at the front, do
they? They didn't tell you at the front, no.
No. They say, hey, we're going to save you 3 months right now because we care. Because we love you.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we're the government and we're here to help.
Yeah.
Right? And then it's like, okay, well, that's awesome. Let me do that.
Yeah, but a lot of people, they were seeking that. I mean, you know, and they call. I mean, servicers weren't wanting to do that because they have to make the payments.
Right.
Did you know that Quicken Loans had to go public yesterday?
Oh, really?
Yeah. They had to go public yesterday because they don't have enough cash to cover all the COVID forbearances that they had.
No way.
Yes. Ooh. And they needed about $40 billion in cash.
It's one thing to choose to go public. It's another to kind of have your hand forced.
Right.
Well, they service a lot of their loans. And whereas Texas Lending does, we're not a servicing company. We're an origination company.
Right.
So that sort of separates us from that.
And Kevin's pretty happy about that because he was into servicing at one time.
Yeah. All right, back to the text board, 972-387-4600. 972-387-4600 is the number for the text line. Tress, what do you have?
All right, if my wife and I go FHA with my name only on the loan, but she is in default with her student loan, can we still get approved for FHA loan?
They're going to count your wife's credit on FHA loan, even if you don't use her income or you don't put her on the loan. They're still going to count her credit, and if she's in default on student loans, then that is going to be a problem.
Now, but what if they go conventional?
They can
what
go
does that
conventional
play out?
On just him, that's fine.
But if he needs her income,
yeah,
well, she's a part of the loan.
Well, he said he wasn't going to use her.
Yeah, so his name only on the loan.
He can do conventional, though. If it's first-time home buyer, you can do 3%, what they call home possible, and there are 5% down. You can do that if you can qualify on your own.
So what I'm hearing you say is that there is hope.
There is hope.
972-387-4600.
And it floats.
972-387.
That's a movie.
4600.
We have more questions, y'all.
How old is that movie? Or what else do we have?
Here we go. We refinanced in February with a cash out of $25,000. Our rate is 3.8. Credit score around 725 or higher. Is it worth looking into refinancing? The house is valued at 330. We owe 175.
You have to wait for a year because you did a cash out. That's the law in Texas. 12 months from the closing date to do getting a new interest rate, and then when you do that, you can go back to a rate and term. You don't have to do cash out, which that's going to give you a better rate too.
Wow. You're gonna,
yeah, you know, like I said, if the rates stay the same, you know, in February, you want to look at that for sure.
I tell you, February seems like it's so far away.
But it's not.
It's not.
We're in August.
I know, isn't that crazy?
Your birthday is next month.
What?
Right?
Man, I need to go get myself something. What else do we have?
Okay.
My anniversary's next month.
Is it really?
Yeah. That's 40 years.
40 years.
Are you guys going to have a party?
You remember that? No, we're going to have a sleepover. Everybody's coming to sleep over. And
everybody meeting your family?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's over. It's Sunday over Labor Day weekend. So everybody's coming over Sunday afternoon and spending the night and hanging out Monday.
So that's what y'all do when you get really old, huh?
Yeah. Well, I tried, Lisa, to go back to Aspen where we had our honeymoon. But, you know.
I would have chosen that. Well, but that's just me.
I would have left the house open for the kids to sleep over, and you and I could go.
I think it was fine 40 years ago, but I don't think it's so fine now that she would want to go.
That's
she knows me now.
All right.
All right. Well, listen, we got to jump into a break. We got to take care of tax. We got to do all kinds of things. We've got more to come
on
DFW Sports Station 105.3 The Fan. I guess we should start talking. Hey, you need to put your headset on.
Welcome back to the TexasLending.com Mortgage Hour. Trust Collins.
Gary.
Jeff Collins.
You want to put your – yeah, it's the show starting, Gary. If you want to join us at any point in time, that'd be great.
I was looking at the Top Gun trailer.
Is there a new Top Gun movie coming out?
Yeah, there is.
With Tom Cruise?
Yeah.
And well, who is the other guy?
He died.
Goose? No.
Oh, the Goose?
Yeah.
That's right, Goose died.
Yeah, Goose died. Remember the ejection?
Yeah.
But Ice was still alive.
Okay.
Yeah. Iceman was still alive, so.
That's right,
But I don't know if he's in it or not. They didn't show him. But they show the guy from Mad Men. He's in it. I guess he's like the commander now or something.
It's really exciting the way you describe the trailer, by the way. I mean, it's like I got to drop everything I'm doing right now to go check it out because that is riveting.
All right, back to the mortgage questions.
Wow. 972-387-4600. Love to be able to hear from you. 972-387-4600. Tress, what do we have?
All right. Somebody texted in saying our house is worth about $520,000. We owe about $390,000 VA loan at 3.375 on a 30-year. What are our options as far as rates, terms, and loan type? Our income is over $160,000.
Well, you don't have to do a VA, Earl. I mean, you have conventional mortgage opportunities there, depending on what kind of terms that you're looking at. You know, I would just say give our loan officers a call and they can give you the options. Can you afford a 15-year loan? Do you want to get out of escrows? I mean, I if you have great credit, people out there, I'm telling you, get out of escrows. Manage your own money. And then you don't have problems with escrows, too. You don't have escrow shortages because taxes going up, things like that. And the worst thing that can happen to you is if you get stuck in some kind of a servicing issue where somebody makes a mistake on your escrows and you don't know about it, and then all of a sudden you've got, you know, late payments and all kinds of stuff because of escrows. I see it all the time. So I'm always telling people to get out of escrows. Because you're going to get your – if you refinance now, you're going to get your escrow account back. So your 2020 taxes are covered. You've got the money to pay them. And then it's also going to lower your payment, you know, $1,000 a month that you can manage yourself. And like I said, pay your own taxes. I would say get into a conventional loan, 15-year, 20-year, with no escrows. That's what I would say.
972-387-4600. Talk to one of our loan officers now to be able to help make sense out of what's going on in your financial situation. Again, that number is 972-387-4600. Tress, what else?
All right. My credit is 615. I need to get my family into a house as soon as possible. I have some student loan debt, which is affecting the lender's decision to extend me credit until I reach 620. What can I do to boost my scores during this pandemic? My income is great. I'm just held back by my credit score.
Okay, so what you need to do is call up here and talk to one of our purchase people. What they can do is they can run what they call a credit analyzer, which tells you how to get your credit scores up. And it doesn't cost you anything. It's just a phone call. And like I said, there's no obligation, but they're going to work with you until they get you past the finish line.
Sure.
Because they're not going to get paid until you get past the finish
Absolutely.
Line.
Absolutely. What's that guy, the redhead guy?
William Cobb.
William, he's here.
He's here, and he's awesome. Ask for William Cobb.
William, definitely. Call in 972-387-4600. Ask for William Cobb. Don't ask to speak to anybody else. If he's on the phone, wait, hold, do whatever.
He's a good guy.
Because he will definitely take care of you. He is phenomenal.
William Cobb.
Are you typing? Are you texting back?
Putting it into the text.
Look at you. Well, yep. 972-387-4600. Again, 972-387-4600. What other movies has Tom Cruise done recently? Has there been like another Mission Impossible movie or something that I missed?
There may have been.
What are they up to, 8 now? It's like a Rocky franchise.
It's like 4 or 5.
Yeah.
We saw 4.
Kevin Miller's friends that he grew up with, Ramirez, was Tom Cruise's pilot. For his private plane or whatever.
Really?
And he has some interesting stories about Tom Cruise. That's all I'll say. And, you know, what you see on the screen is not what you get in real life.
Here's the thing about your storytelling skills. They suck. there's nothing riveting about what you're saying. I mean, it's like I'm expecting something really cool. Nothing.
Well, I think that one of the things that might have made Tom Cruise an interesting person is that he's a huge member of the Church of Scientology out in the West Coast. And Scientology is a really weird religion.
Well, we don't want to get into religion on this show.
Yeah.
Or politics.
But
or mortgages.
Right. I mean, I'm telling you, you can talk about anything, and it's going to circle itself back around to politics one way or another. And
you know,
Kevin walks
that line, that politic line, you know, and you can tell by how he talks is what he believes or
the tension in his voice.
He's trying. You know, listen, I got to give him a lot of credit because of what he does as a business owner, politics affects it.
Yeah, yes.
You know, and to pretend like it doesn't, you can't. You know, but he walks a fine line, and I think he does really well. All things considered, do we have another text? Or are we done?
At the moment, we're done. Get your text question in now if you have it, so that way we have time in these last 3 minutes to answer. Actually, now we have like 2 minutes.
Two minutes. Well, we can fill it with
2 minute warning
with more exciting stories from Gary. I mean, wow, what else is exciting? So, wait, you're having an anniversary?
Yes,
coming up, a marriage anniversary, right?
Labor Day weekend.
Labor Day weekend.
Don't you remember the Silver Bullet tuxedos that we wore back then? You wore one.
I do. I wore one.
What were you? You were you a best man? Were you?
I wasn't anything.
Best.
No.
But you were. You had a tuxedo.
You put me in a tuxedo.
You walked people, didn't you?
No.
No.
I didn't do anything. No. You propped me up in a corner.
You were what? 13.
I was younger than that.
He was a youngster.
Just 40 years ago, honey.
40. How old am I?
53.
So 13.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, it's a good thing I'm sober now.
Yeah.
You know, it really is, because those were days where it was just like, I don't.
13?
Dude, I got kicked out of fifth grade for getting high during recess.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. But I'm much better now. You can trust me. Everything is much better. I cannot believe that just came out.
You're proud of that, huh?
I am very proud of it. Actually, yeah, July of 1991 is when I got sober.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I've been sober quite some time.
29.
And it's been a wonderful period of time in my life. All right, guys, we got to wrap this thing up. I appreciate Kevin allowing me to sit in the chair. Hopefully I get to be invited back. We'll see. Tress Collins, Gary Alexander.
I'll be in Las Vegas next week, people, so ciao.
Look at you.
Okay. Yeah. Like, I'm out of here.
Golfing.
I'm going to be in bed, I think, probably.
120-degree weather, probably.
Yeah, you enjoy that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll be fun. Hey, don't forget, we're open all day long today. I mean, give us a call, 972-387-4600. Call in. Find out what's going on. Maybe you're looking to be able to buy a home. We'd love to help you. If you want to refinance, I mean, the rates are amazing. Find out what your rate is, 972-387-4600. Want some cash out? Well, it's the same number. We'll be back next week on DFW Sports Station 105.3 The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.